All right, 14 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. It is a Thursday morning. How mild has this winter been? Especially last weekend. You remember it was well in the 60s on Saturday. Somebody took a picture. I didn't see this, but I saw the picture. Somebody took a picture of four kayakers on Lake Huron. It's been that mild out there. And our next guest says that's good news for her because she wants to spend most of this year on the Great Lakes in her kayak. She is Tracy Lynn Martin. She's on the line with us right now. Tracy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. You are from Missouri. You're coming to Michigan to start your trek. Tell us a little bit about how this idea all came about.
Well, I am a competitive kayaker. So in Missouri, there's a lot of racing. And I go throughout the country. I've been in Tennessee, Texas, South Dakota, Arkansas. There's just races all over the place. And so that's my background, is a ultra marathon competitive kayak racer. I like distances that's 50 miles or greater. The biggest race I ever did was 340 miles nonstop. You paddle day and night without stopping. So that's my background. In 2015, my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and I'm a nurse, so I took FMLA to be able to stay with her. And when she was sleeping, I had a lot of time on my hands. I didn't want to leave the house. So I was just, you know, you're just sort of on the computer, just looking things up. And someone had mentioned that no one had ever paddled all five of the Great Lakes before at a race I'd been to. So I was just looking it up to see if that was accurate, just passing time. And that person was right. No one had ever done all five of the Great Lakes. Some people have attempted it and failed. One individual, he was attempting just to paddle Lake Superior and for a charity, and he actually died out there. So so I started taking notes in this notebook and just sort of just passing the time. And then as the months progressed, I actually contacted some of these people, and it sort of became my bucket list. It's like, well, maybe one day I'll try this. You know, this would be sort of cool to be the first person to do this. And then the last 2 weeks of my mother's life, she was really sad. She had bought this grand piano that she had in her living room for over 10 years, never learned how to play it. Mm. There were things she always wanted to do, like she always wanted to learn to swim. She always wanted to go to Australia, and she'd never done any of these things. And so the last 2 weeks of her life, she was very sad. And, you know, we're holding her hand and telling her it's okay. But after she passed away, I had this, you know, I was a little numb, and I had this notebook all with this information. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to wait one day. I'm going to do this now. And so it's been 2 years in the making. And over the last 2 years, I've just figured out how I'm going to do this. And the start date is going to be March the 9th up at Port Huron on Lake Huron. And I'm going to be the first person to paddle all five of the Great Lakes and set a new world record for the most miles kayaked in 1 year. The current unofficial record is Freya Hoffmeister. She's a German woman, and in 2009, she circumnavigated the entire continent of Austria, and so I'm going to be paddling. She had 8,500-plus miles. I plan on going for 8,600-plus miles, and I'm going to do all five of the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway. So I'm going to be attempting two records here.
This is so exciting. Have you done any Great Lakes paddling before?
Yeah, most of my experience has been on Lake Superior up on the North Shore. I love paddling in the Boundary Waters. I go up there a lot, and along the North Shore, I've put in at Toffee, and I've spent, you know, days paddling around Toffee, Minnesota, and Grand Marais, Minnesota. So the North Shore of Superior is where the majority of my experience has been. I had done some paddling around on Lake Michigan. When I decided to do this record attempt, then I started spending more time on some of the other lakes to get a better feel for them, like Lake Huron and Lake Erie. Lake Ontario is the only one I have not paddled.
You mentioned that your research indicated that somebody that had attempted this paddling on Lake Superior actually died in the effort. Did that give you some pause?
You know, what it does is it makes me figure out what did they do wrong or what happened, and make sure that those same mistakes don't happen to me. So yeah, he actually became separated from his boat. he was in a different boat. He was in a sea kayak. I'm a racer, and I race in what's called a surf ski. So I plan on doing this expedition in a surf ski. So with sea kayaks, you don't tend to be attached to your boat. So if you get separated from it, then you're sitting in Lake Superior. The average water temperature is about 40 degrees. So even with the dry suit on, you've got to get out of the water. And if you're separated from your boat, you got no way to get out of the water. So he actually froze to death, even though he had a tracker on him and he called for help. By the time the Coast Guard got to him, it was like 47 minutes from the time he hit his help button to the time they got to him. He had already died from hypothermia. So being in a ski, I'm going to be attached to my boat with a leg leash. And so I've done a lot of extensive research with people that have attempted this or attempted similar expeditions. And I'm taking the things that worked for them and I'm using it. And I'm taking the things that didn't work for them and modifying it to be able to work for me.
How much do you paddle in a given day on an excursion like this? I mean, obviously you've got this mapped out day to day, how far you're going to go.
Right. It averages out to be 32.5 miles every day. And, you know, being a competitive kayak racer, I've done races where I've paddled 55 miles on flat water on a lake before. So I know I can do 55 miles in a day on a lake fighting the wind and fighting the waves because I've done it racing. So basically my attitude is I know I need to average 32.5 miles, but I've got it plotted out. So like, you know, one day if the wind is really rough and the waves are really rough, then maybe I'll just do 20 miles that day. And for a competitive kayak racer, 20 miles really isn't, you know, a lot of miles. It would be like a marathon racer who is training for a marathon. And so they're, you know, running, you know, maybe 24 miles one day, and then they take a day off. And by taking a day off, they walk 10 miles. So that's sort of the same pace that I'm going to be doing. So on the days that it's really going to be nasty out, I might only do 15 or 20 miles, which isn't really a lot for me. And then on the days that it's calm and I have good weather, then I'm going to be out there for 12, 15 hours and cranking out 50, 55 miles. But in the big picture, it averages out to be 32.5.
So each day when you're done paddling and you're ready to rest, I mean, do you have a crew with you? Where do you stay? You just crawl up on shore and pitch a tent? How does this work? I'm just trying to wrap my head around the logistics of this.
Oh, my God, the logistics is mind-boggling. I've been working on this for 2 years. So I've reached out to people along the shoreline, and I've been asking people, you know, is it okay to camp on your property, if this is a good place for me to pull off at? And I've had a fairly good response. The main thing is trying to get the word out, and I'll have my, you know, I'll have like cards with me, little business cards I can hand out to people if they come and or they're questioning me. But the main thing is if I, you know, if it's sunset and I'm pulling off and I'm setting up my tent to crash to sleep, and someone comes knocking on my tent and says, hey, this is private property, get up and get out of here. I'm hoping for the generosity of people. If I hand them one of my cards and say, you know, I'm trying to do a world record, I'll be gone at first daylight. Would it be okay to just sleep here? I'm hoping for the generosity that people will allow me to do that. I will have a support crew. Being a surf ski, my boat is 19 feet long and 18 inches wide. So it doesn't give me a lot of carrying capacity. When Freya did her record, she was in a sea kayak, which is a little bit shorter and a lot wider. So her boat was slower, and that's how I'm going to beat her, is I've got a faster boat. But she was able to carry almost everything she needed, whereas I've got a support vehicle that's going to sort of be shadowing me. So I'm going to resupply with them about every third day. I'll have enough supplies to be able to go about 3 days. So basically, at sunrise, I'm getting up, I'm paddling, and if it's a calm day, I'm going to be out on the water till sunset and then crash, get up the next day and do it again. On the days that, and that way I can crank out the miles. On the days that it's just not practical to get out on the water, or at least not practical to be out there all day, then I can contact the support vehicle and be like, hey, where are you guys at? This is where my location is. Maybe we can resupply here. Maybe tomorrow will be a better day to crank out more miles. So I will have a supply vehicle, but for the majority of the time, I'll be camping.
Talk with Tracy Lynn Martin. She is going to kayak around the Great Lakes, a trip that will be 8,600 miles?
Right, 8,600 miles, wow. 265 days.
So you leave 2 weeks from today from Fort Gratiot County Park. What time on that Thursday morning do you plan to embark on this journey?
9:30 in the morning.
Okay. Are you going to have a crowd there? Are you expecting a big group? It'd be kind of sad if you just pulled up there by yourself and just pushed off and nobody there to wave goodbye.
Right. That would be sort of sad. I know that there's going to be someone from the newspaper, from the Port Huron newspaper. They're going to be there. And I'm hoping that there's going to be other paddlers there. I have a 3-person support crew, and I know one of the 3 people, they're wanting to paddle out with me for maybe a couple hours and then have the support truck pick him up, and then I'll be out there the rest of the day by myself. So I know at least one person is going to push off of me, and there'll be at least one newspaper guy there. So
that I
know for sure. But if people want to come out, that would be fantastic. I'd love the support.
Yeah, we've got a pretty strong paddling community here in the Port Huron area. I would think that you'd have a fair number of people there to wave goodbye. What does your family say about all this?
Oh, they think I'm nuts. And, I've got 3 children. My daughter is grown and married. She lives in Virginia Beach. But my 2 boys, they still live in the house with me. So my ex-husband, their father, is going to take care of them. Because I did get a support vehicle during the summer, the plan is that I'll probably stay closer to the support vehicle, and they're going to come out and spend time with me over the summer and be able to stay in the trailer. The hardest thing is going to be away from my 2 children. My sister, she's really worried about it just because there have been, the Great Lakes isn't something to just take lightly. People have perished on them. So my sister's worried about it. My brother thinks I'm just crazy. This is something I'm really passionate about and something. And the other thing too, is that I have rheumatoid arthritis, which currently is very well controlled with the medications I'm on. 2016, I was at the top of my game winning races. But as a nurse, I have dealt with people who come into the hospital with chronic illnesses, and they've just given up. They've given up. They feel like their life isn't worth living no more. They'll stay in bed or stay in their chair, and they won't move. They won't do the things they love in life anymore. And it's just so sad. And what I'm trying to do is inspire people that just because you have a chronic illness doesn't mean that your life is over. Just because you can't, maybe you can't go out and paddle the Great Lakes, but you can still get up and go outside and feel the fresh air on your face. And if you enjoy walking your dog, go walk your dog. If you enjoy going out to the lake, go out to the lake. Doesn't mean your life has to be over because you have a chronic illness. And I understand how getting up in the mornings can suck and you can hurt and you don't want to move. But if you force yourself to move and if you force yourself to get up and keep going, mentally you're going to feel better. If you feel better mentally, then you're going to feel better physically. And that's sort of the message I've been trying to get out to people.
Amen. That's a great message. Absolutely. So you leave 2 weeks from today from Port Huron. Where does your trip end and when does it end?
It's going to end at the Lake Erie Metro Park on Lake Erie. So the route is I'll start at Port Huron and I'll paddle northwest up to Lake Michigan. And then I'll circumnavigate all of Lake Michigan, go back under Huron and go up through to Lake Superior. I'll take the canal on the Canadian side because the U.S. side in between Huron and Superior, they don't allow kayaks, but the Canadian side does. So I'll go take the canal system through the Canadian side. I'll circumnavigate Superior. I'll come back down to Huron and do the east side of Huron. I'll touch base at Port Huron where I started at, and then the 3 biggest lakes are done. Then I'm going to go down the St. Clair River and the Detroit River to Erie. I'm going to do the south side of Erie first. According to Guinness, I have to walk my boat around Niagara Falls. I can't have anyone help me with that. The Welland Canal, right? The Welland Canal does not allow kayaks. I'd have to charter a boat to take me through it, and I can't for Guinness. So I have a person that lives in Buffalo who's volunteered their time. they've charted out a route for me to be able to pull off on the Niagara River, walk my boat around Niagara Falls and the rapids underneath, and then get back on the Niagara River to get on back onto Ontario. So that's going to be an all-day deal. That's going to be about a 20-mile walk with my boat. Then I'm going to paddle around the north side of Lake Ontario, hit the St. Lawrence River, go up the St. Lawrence River to New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia. I'm going to cut across the Bay of Fundy. I'm not going to try to stay along the shoreline. So that's going to probably be the most dangerous section. It's going to be about a 70-mile open ocean crossing across the Bay of Fundy. I'm in the process of trying to get a shuttle boat for that just in case something would go wrong. It's important to come back to my children. So I told my brother, I'm not that nuts. I'm going to try to find someone to shadow me on the Bay of Fundy. And then do the Upper East Coast to New York Harbor, come up the Hudson, go to a city called Troy. There I can pick up the Erie Canal. I'll take the Erie Canal back to Lake Ontario, where I'll finish circumnavigating Lake Ontario. Then I'll walk my boat back around Niagara, and then I'll do the south side of Erie and finish in Detroit. That's actually the Lake Erie Metro Parks where I'm going to finish at. And I'm hoping to be done by December 23rd.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. What you obviously have spent at least 2 years researching this. Well-researched, well-planned, well-thought-out. Are you on social media? Do you have a website? Because I know we're all going to want to follow you on your journey. Is there any way that we'll be able to do that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So I have a web, well, on Facebook, I've just been accepting everyone. It's Tracy Lynn Martin. You have to type in the Lynn, TracyLynnMartin. And I do have a Twitter account. I have a Instagram account. So the people from the support vehicle, they're going to be taking pictures and doing the Instagram. That's just around the point, and point is P-O-I-N-T-E. And I have a website called Just Around the Point, and the point spelled P-O-I-N-T-E. The reason I named it like that was because when I'm racing and I'm getting tired, I always tell myself, I just have to get around the next point. I just have to get around the next point. And you tell yourself that enough, and after a while, you've finished the race. So everything is pretty much called Just Around the Point. And then if you want to keep track of what I'm doing on the water, there I have contacted an individual here in Missouri who owns a company called Race Owl, R-A-C-E-O-W-L. It's www.raceowl.com. And he's actually got me listed at the top of his webpage. You can click on Tracy Lynn Martin, Just Around the Point. And my spot tracker, Spot is one of my sponsors. The spot tracker is connected to his website. So a map will come up and you can see exactly where I'm at. It will upload every 15 minutes. So if you're sitting there for 15 minutes watching, you can actually see me moving along the map and see how fast I'm going. So you can, based on Race Owl, you have access to my Twitter account. You don't have to have your own account to be able to read what I'm posting. You can see where I'm at on the map, see how many miles I've paddled and how many miles I still have left to paddle to get the world record.
Very cool. Well, Tracy, we're going to try and get a big group out there to cheer you on a couple of weeks from today as you push off. And we wish you all the best on this journey. And maybe at some point we can check in with you and chat and see how things are going.
That would be great.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
It's been a real blast talking to you, and you're a real inspiration.
If you kayak, you should bring your boat and come out and spend a couple miles with me.
There you go. Maybe we'll get people to do that, because like I said, we've got a big paddling community here in Port Huron, and I think people might be very interested in doing that. So we'll keep in touch over the next several months as you make this journey. We wish you all the best.
Cool.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. It was great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.